Praise the Lord. Message number 227. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 40. The watchman should see the position that he is placed in. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 41. And let's read verse 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Let's pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful time that you give us together. We thank you for your word that you always send to us, to your church, to help us, to guide us, to strengthen us, so that your people and your church and your servants will be aware about the things that you want them to know and do for you. I do pray that the message will help people to see the things that you want them to see and to use all their resources that you give to them so that your name will be lifted up and glorified in our lives, in the life of your church. Lord, anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. And Lord, the purpose of sending this message, let be accomplished, and you will reap the harvest that you desire to see in our life. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Joseph, the son of Jacob, every one of you know his story, and his story is well known. He was betrayed by his brothers. He was sold as a slave, and he was sent to Egypt. The Lord was with him. He was placed in the house of Potiphar. He did his part. He was faithful. And we know also that Potiphar's wife tried to sport with him, and when he refused, he conspired against him, and he was locked in jail. But finally, the Lord set him free and lifted him up and brought him out of jail, and he put him in a high position to be the ruler over all Egypt. In Book of Genesis, chapter 41, as we have read, verse 41, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. As we also continue to read verse 42 to 44, and Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, Bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. So here the new place, the new position that Joseph had placed in, or he was placed in, that what had happened to Joseph, and that is the new position that he found himself in. From that story, from that particular word of God, when Pharaoh say to Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. The verb see, as a watchman and a watchwoman, what you can learn from the story of Joseph. The first thing that we want to address, and you need to know, and you need to see it is the Lord's doing. Any promotion or elevation in your life, it is the Lord's doing, and God had moved in your behalf. It is God had moved, not your own strength had done the good things that you are enjoying now. God had moved in behalf of Joseph, and he rewarded him for his faithfulness and perseverance. God is also moving in your behalf, and he will be rewarding your persistent faithfulness. Joseph, he truly waited patiently upon the Lord, and he waited and waited and waited till the Lord came and delivered him out from the prison and lifted him up. In the same way, be like Joseph in attitude and wait upon God till he come and relieve you from your suffering. See to it that it is the Lord doing. If the Lord will not work for your behalf, in vain that you will try to reward yourself. See, it is hard and diligent work is waiting for you to do. Joseph, in his new position, he was moving throughout Egypt, and he collected a lot of provision and stored them properly in the year of the famine. We can read that in Genesis 41, verse 46 to verse 49. Let's read. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seventh plenteous year, the earth brought forth by handfuls, and he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field which was round about every city laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. So here we find that when Joseph was elevated to that high position, there was a hard work he needed to do. In this new position that God had placed him, he needed to collect all the provision, the corn and whatever there, and to store them properly for the years of famine. In the same way for you, as God had placed you in the new position, see and be a watchman and watchwoman faithful to see God, see that God had placed you and provided for you there, so that there is a crucial and good and hard work is awaiting for you to do. The next point that as a watchman that you need to see, it is not a new position to have fun. Joseph, in his new position, did not spoil himself with the pleasure of Egypt. He did not say, oh, so now I will enjoy all the worldly things like other people. Do not be worldly and spoil yourself and abuse the resources that the Lord had placed in your hand. Next point, see to be fruitful in the new position that you are in, or in the new place that you had placed in. Joseph, in the new position that the Lord had placed him in, he got a family, and the Lord blessed him with 2 children. In Book of Genesis chapter 41 and verse 45 say, and Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And we can read in verse 50 to 52, and unto Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine come, which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphera, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Joseph was fruitful in the land of Egypt when there was a plenty, and he got a family, he got children before the year of famine. The same way, while you are in the middle of the plenty that God had placed you in, see to it that you will be fruitful and you will use the opportunity to do good things while you are living in the middle of plenty. Many people in the middle of the plenty, they will waste, they will live for fun, and they will only see that they need to do something while they are in time of famine. Stewardship is very important. When you are in plenty, it means God wants you to be fruitful. As a watchman and as a watchwoman, see, it is a serious matter, the new position that you are placed in. Joseph was serious in his work and in the new position that he is placed in. He collected diligently the fruit of the land over the 7 years of plenty, because he knew that the 7 years of famine will be coming, and it will be a severe one. It will be severe on him, on the people of Egypt, and on the people of all over the world. Therefore, he needed to be responsible and use the 7 years of plenty wisely, so he can pass safely the 7 years of famine. We can read about this 7 years of famine, how it was severe. Then we can understand why Joseph was diligent in his new position and how he was serious about it. 7 years of plenty, Joseph worked very diligently because he knew very well, he was able to see very well the famine that God had warned and to it come. Genesis chapter 41, verse 53 to verse 57. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of dearth began to come. According as Joseph has said, and the dearth was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he said to you do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt, and all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. You need to be serious. Be serious and responsible in the position that you are placed in, and understand that the plenty that you are in today is a test for you to prove that you are a good steward of the things of God. The next point that as a watchman and as a watchwoman you need to see, and we learn from the life of Joseph, see, it is for the salvation of souls and lives that you are placed in this new position. In Book of Genesis chapter 42 verse 1 to 3 we can read the following. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do you look one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph Then some brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. The famine that the Lord allowed affected the family of Jacob and forced them, as we know, to move toward Egypt to collect food, to find food. And finally, Jacob's family moved to live in Egypt. God showed that Joseph was there, and we know the story. Finally, they reconciled, and finally, the family of Joseph moved to live in Egypt in order to escape the death and the bad effect of the famine. Joseph, when he met his brothers, and when he saw that God brought them to him in Egypt, he was able to see that all what had happened to him and the new position that he is in now is to save souls, to save lives of people, to preserve life from death. Joseph said to his brethren in the book of Genesis chapter 45 verse 5 to 7, when they come to know that he is Joseph, and God had preserved his life, and God had put him in his new position, they come to know it, and Joseph did not take advantage or revenge of them, because he was a true watchman and he was able to see the things that the Lord had prepared for him and for them, and he was able to see that the new position that he was placed in order to help them and to get saved. Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be eating nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you as posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So he was able to see that God had put him in the new position for the salvation of the lives of his family, and also that to preserve the life of people, because the effect of the famine. And also book of Genesis chapter 50, he assured his brethren that God had allowed this to happen in order for their life to be saved. In book of Genesis chapter 50 verse 20 to 21, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. You need to understand that all the blessing that God had given you, God had a place in your hand, is to save life and to save much people. It is not only one or two. God wants us to be an instrument to bring the salvation of Christ to the whole world. All that we have is to bring the message of Christ to others. You need to see things and think in the same manner as Joseph did and act. Your new position, with all the blessings that God is adding your life, is in order to bring the salvation of Jesus to the whole world around us, to your family, to your neighbors, to the other cities, other towns, and other villages, and other countries, other languages, other groups who are even are rich. Open your mind and see the new things that the Lord had placed you in, and He had added to you for a good purpose. Let's pray. You pray to Him, Lord, I thank You for Your word that You send me to make me understand Your will and make me see things clearly in the way that You want me to see. Lord, I commit my life unto You. I trust You, O God, that You had a good plan, not only for me, but for my family, for the people around me. And I am willing, Lord, to go on with You, to serve You, to forgive people, to work hard, O God, to be systematic, diligent, conserving the things, O God, and collecting things in order that when famine will come, when the need will raise up, I am ready and prepared. O God, I pray for everyone who set his heart to serve You and to bring Your salvation to others. Lord, in the name of Jesus, provide, enable, bless, add to that particular person to be a fruitful and effective watchman or watchwoman for Your glory. I pray, Lord, that the purpose of sending this message to Your church had accomplished and You will reap the harvest that You desire to see in our lives. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it, Lord, reach the people, O God, that they are waiting to hear Your word. They are in those who are in need of this message. Send Your word to them. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let Your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.